The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're having a good day wherever you are in the world. Raining here where I am in the world, and not a day to be outdoors, that's for sure. A good day to be doing what I do, trading, and getting through probably about a million emails that I've had backed up since I've been in Melbourne the last day or so. Anyway, having a look at the markets, we saw Bitcoin go $250 move down, followed by a $400 move back up, more or less, an absolutely tantrum-inducing move. Just went nuts, back down, back up, boom, over pretty quickly. And I'm just going to have a quick look and tell you what time frame it actually happened on, because, okay, well, the selling came in waves of selling and the buying came in waves of buying. It was fairly strange, just a weird bit of market activity, and we can handle that because that's what happens in this space. But it's kind of killed the chart there on Bitcoin as far as, you know, anything going into today. Not that there was anything good there. It did break down through to a new low and then it's held up. So look, I'm the verdict's out. I'm sitting back. I'm happy to do nothing when it comes to Bitcoin right now, and just see what's going on. I look across the rest of the market, it's very similar. There's not a great deal actually going on. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to go in and talk to you about some news that I found that I think you'll find interesting, because I certainly did. And I think this might have... what's it going to do? Let's see what we get to. So the headline is ING, Shell, ABN AMRO, Citi, BNP, Paribas, and 10 others form new blockchain venture. Now, on the surface, that sounds like wonderful news. Let's dig a little bit deeper and see if it actually is. Let's have a look. 15 global banks, trading firms, and an inspection company launched on Wednesday a new venture under the brand Komodo SA. The new entity, headquartered in Geneva, Switzerland, will develop a blockchain-based open platform to digitize the trade and commodity market. Okay, so digitizing trade and commodity, got it. The list of founders include blah, 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 blah. The venture plans to launch the platform by the end of this year. Good. So what does it mean for us? Well, initially, Komodo will be used for energy. So it's an energy trading platform, potentially, with blockchain ramifications and blockchain use. With the first trade operations to be oil cargoes in the North Sea. Starting in 2019, the use of the platform will expand to agricultural products and metals. The venture plans to launch two products by the end of 2018. Two products by the end of 2018. That should be really good for us as a credibility play. The first one will focus on KYC procedures. The parties want to avoid using a central ledger, as the exchange of documents will be conducted on the blockchain. Yes, more credibility, more legitimacy, okay? A cryptocurrency has had that air of, you know, funky internet money. This is not cryptocurrency. This is blockchain getting into the major banks, major corporations, major trading houses. Yay, we know it's been there for a while, but this is very, very public. The second product refers to digital letters of credit, which will enable commodity houses and other parties to present trade data to any Komodo client bank. Excellent. So this is, again, another step in the right direction for me. Now, I'm going to go a little bit further and read a couple of quotes here. Not read the whole article, but the quotes. The launch of Komodo. I like the sound of Komodo. The launch of Komgo SA highlights a shared vision for industry innovation and underlines the ongoing commitment among members to build a truly open and more efficient network within commodity trading. Now, that sounds really, really good. It sounds really, really good. Let's see how we go. Besides the collaboration with VACT, V-A-K-T, Komgo will build the platform in partnership with New York-based blockchain developer Consensus. Bring on Joe LeBen. Now, of course, in this show, we have had the pleasure of also interviewing Kavita Gupta, who runs two of the Consensus funds now. I'd be interested to speak to her about this, and I might just try and do it. Consensus founder Joe LeBen, who is co-founder of Ethereum, stated, "We are now entering a new era of simple and inclusive access to blockchain technology." So basically, it's easy to get access to this. It's easy to set things up. The world is starting to see the benefit and use case of blockchain technology to advance stronger, more collaborative business relationships previously out of reach. We are thrilled to see leading commodity trade finance banks and commodity houses come together to create Komgo SA, which will radically simplify and accelerate trustworthiness, audibility, and accessibility to trade financing across the industry. Guys, this is a huge step in the right direction. I'm not sure if this news will get the the megaphone across the industry that it needs, across traditional platforms, traditional media that it really should have. This is a huge bit of news. This is possibly a diamond in the rough. I don't know. I've been hunting through the news to see what was relevant to what I do, and this is the most relevant thing I've seen probably this year. Some of the biggest names in trading, some of the biggest names in finance are backing this and are involved with this, and that's what has to happen for something like this to work. You've got to have all these big names collaborating to produce something that will actually work. And here we've got 15 of the biggest: ING, Shell, ABN AMRO, Citi, BNP Paribas, and 10 others that are all in that mix. You can go and read the article there on CryptoVest. It's huge. Actually, you can go and read the article on my Facebook. Actually, I put it out. It'll be on Facebook. It'll be on Instagram. It'll be on Twitter shortly, as my team puts it out. But a really big step in the right direction. My question is this, and this is a question to you. So comment. Let's get the conversation going, either on Twitter or on Facebook. You can put comments, obviously. You can give reviews on the podcast. Actually, go and give me your review. That'd be super cool. I'd love for you to give me your review. Open the conversation at wherever you see, hear, or want to. Guys, is this good for you? Do you see the benefit of this? Do you think this is good or bad? I mean, at the end of the day, I think it is really, really positive, good news. I know there are a lot of purists out there that really have the two fingers up to the big banks, the big institutions. And I understand that. I really do. The God honest truth is I do. This doesn't affect Bitcoin. This is using blockchain within these massive corporations for transparency, accountability, and auditability. Now, these are good things for business. It's really good for blockchain because it's putting these big companies, showing they're using it. That can help mainstream adoption, mainstream understanding, and it can put it in the pockets of a lot of investors, the next wave into this space that we need to see our multiples returning to the upside is the investment community. With these massive companies using blockchain no longer looks like a dangerous word. It's something that people may not be turning their backs to, and the more news we see like this, I think the better it's going to do for us as an industry. So bring the comments, guys. Bring it to Twitter. Bring it to Facebook. Let's bring it. Let's have the conversation, and I want you to have a great day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com, because experience matters.